我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你的顺言与我们有益。
Because your word is beneficial to us.
胜于千万的金银。
It's better than thousands of gold and silver.
所以我们来到你面前。
So we come before you.
我们知道你的言语一解开就发出亮光。
We know that your word, when we was revealed, it shows the light.
使我们能够通达。
So that we may be benefit.
所以求主你赐力量给我们。
So please send forth your grace and strength.
借助你的话语坚固我们的心。
Based on your word and strengthen us.
使我们更加活得像我们主耶稣。
So that we may live like our Lord Jesus.
把以下时间恭敬仰望。
We submit the following time before you.
奉靠主耶稣基督名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我要用这个 remote PowerPoint.
Today he's going to try to use the PowerPoint using the remote.
其实我不大喜欢的。
I really don't like it, but I will try.
因为当我讲到好像先知讲道似的时候，忽然间你要按一下就停下来了。好，今天早上我们要讲到关于这个。圣餐的事情。
Today we will talk about the communion, the holy communion.
先讲一个故事啊。
We shall tell you a story first.
有一个早上，有个小孩子叫小女孩问她的母亲。
A little girl asked her mom.
因为她母亲预备了一个早餐。
Her mom had prepared a breakfast for her.
所以他就问他，为什么每一次你煮火腿的时候要先把前后两段切掉？
Every time when you cook ham, why do you cut off both ends?
那妈妈转过身来对着说，他说
Mom turned around and said,
说我不大肯定为什么这么做。
I'm not sure why do I do this.
是不是切了前后能够使这个火腿更加入味呢？
I don't know whether when I cut off the both hand would it make it more delicious.
或者那个调味饼会容易被吸进去呢？
Maybe the spice maybe absorb better that way.
所以他就告诉他的女儿说，不如你问你的祖母吧。
I think it's better for you to ask your grandma.
因为我也是从她那边学到的。
Because I learned it from my grandma.
因为她常常也这样做。
Because she always did this.
就小女孩就是过后就打个电话给她祖母。
So the little girl picked up a phone and called grandma.
她说：“奶奶，奶奶，你为什么在煮这个火腿的时候把先前后切掉呢？”
So she asked the same question, Grandma, why do you cut off both ends when you cook the ham?
那这个祖母就说：“亲爱的，这个我也不是很肯定为什么我这样做。”
Grandma said, Dear ones, I'm not sure why I do this.
不然你去问你的太婆吧，她是她教我的。
So how about you ask the great grandma?
所以小女孩就有点不耐烦了。
The little girl gets a little impatient.
因为她得不到要的答案。
Because she did not get the answer that she looking for.
所以她就打电话给她的太奶奶。
So she called the great grandma.
说太奶奶呀。
Great grandma.
我问你，我妈妈预备这个火腿的时候，为什么把这个火腿的前肉切掉才煮呢？
When my mom prepared the ham, why does she cut both ends off?
这太奶奶就是隔了一阵子在电话里面好像有点在笑的那个声音。
The grand grandma smiled.
这个小女孩听到就说，为什么你笑啊太奶奶。
Why are you laughing?
这个太婆就说了，亲爱的。
She said, dear ones.
以前我煎火腿的时候。
When I cook the ham.
我是用这个很小的平底锅来煮的
I have used a very small flat pan to cook it.
所以这个火腿呀太长，我就前后把它切掉就容易煮了。
So I had to cut both ends off so that I can cook it that way.
所以很多时候我们做东西的时候，我们没有去真正的去了解。
There's many times that we don't understand why do we do things this way.
我们没有发觉那个错误，就没有停下来问问为什么这样子。
We did not ask why, and we carry on the mistake.
我们常习惯发展成一种传统的系统。
We carry on as a tradition.
有时是根据一个完全错误的东西或者原因来做。
Sometimes it's based on a really bad, wrong idea, and we did it.
就好像我们中国人，我们常说我们中国人都是拜菩萨的。
As we always said that all the Chinese worship idols.
或者我们说我们是佛教的。
Or that we say we are Buddhism.
啊，以前我在读书的时候，我在小学的时候填一个表格，每次填成表格就是我就是佛教徒。
When I was in elementary school, I always put down I'm a Buddhist.
但是我爸妈其实也不是只是拜佛，就拜到啊什么都拜。
My mom actually worship all kinds of gods.
啊，当我来到这个美国，也发觉一件很奇怪的事情啊。
When I come to United States, I also find something very strange.
你每次进餐馆的时候，你就看到有一只猫在那放这个好像那个玩具的猫放在那边这样啊。
I noticed there's a toy cat in there.
啊，这我有一次我问一个那边餐馆的人，我说为什么你放一只猫在那边呢
？Why do you put a cat there?
啊，这是那个玩具，好像玩具的猫一样啊。
A toy cat.
那个人说，我也不知道，因为我看到别的餐馆也这样，我也放下去了，是吧
？Because other restaurant has that, so I put the same thing as decoration.
啊，如果你知道你去就是深入研究，你知道这个猫就是招财猫啊。
So as we look into it further, we know that's a cat to catch money.
啊，就是啊，生意滚滚来，就是意思。
So that money will come in.
所以很多时候我们的观念啊，我们不知道很清楚。
A lot of time we do not have a clear idea.
所以在这里我们讲到啊，保罗对哥林多教会的这一个的事情也有很多的责备。
In here, in this passage, Paul has some rebuke to the Corinthian church.
在其中就会众在领圣餐的事情中，就是有很正确的观念或者意念。
Christians in those days do not have a clear idea of what the Lord's Supper is.
啊，如果你回去看这个哥林多前书十一章十七到二十二节那边。
If you look at Corinthians chapter 11, 17 through 22nd.
那你告诉他们吃这个圣餐的时候，不是真正的为着那个目的而吃。
And they take the communion, they did not really take it as a communion.
啊，他告诉他们，你们算不得吃主的晚餐。
You're not really eating the Lord's Supper.
因为他们个人先吃自己的饭。
Everyone had to eat at home first.
啊，他们不是真正吃主的晚餐。
They're not coming to do to take communion.
甚至有的人来，甚至醉酒啊。
Some of them got drunk.
啊，所以呢，今天我们领圣餐有什么特别呢？
So today, when we take the communion, what is special about communion?
我们说我们来到美国，到了十月就开始，就好像进入一个感恩的季节，对不对
？We are in United States. As we enter October, we started entering the Thanksgiving season.
所以，当我们来到领圣餐的时候，我们如果更理解的时候，我们就懂得怎么去珍惜。
As we understand the reason for taking communion, we will treasure this communion.
啊，首先我们来看圣餐不是什么。
Let us look what communion is not all about.
圣餐不是什么。
What is the communion not about?
第一，圣餐不是每个月，或者每一周，有些人是每一周领圣餐的，回来去确保肯定我的救恩还在。
It's not once a month or once a week to assure that our salvation is there.
我以前曾经认识几个弟兄姊妹，
I know some brothers and sisters.
啊，他们啊，平常啊的这个主日都不来的。
On the regular Sunday, they don't come.
啊，他们只有这个圣餐主日他才来的。
Only they came to worship on the communion Sunday.
啊，我就问他们，为什么你们啊圣餐主日才来呢
？So I asked them, why are you coming only on the communion Sunday?
他们的答案就是说，哎呀，我其他主日没时间，但是圣餐一定要来啊。
Because other weeks I don't have time, but communion Sunday I have to come.
至少我要确定一下神没有忘记我。
I want to make sure God did not forget me.
所以基督徒有时有这个错误的观念。
So Christians sometimes have this wrong concept.
领圣餐的原因就是能够继续确保我的救恩在延长。
It's a way they think this is a way to assure their salvation.
就好像你去加油站的时候加油啊。
Just like you take your car to the gas station and pump gas into it.
确保你的车子是还会走的。
Make sure the car is still running.
所以确保救恩不是确保救恩还在。
Communion is not about your assurance of salvation.
圣餐也不是以字面的意义来领受的。
Communion is not taken by.
就是这个就是圣餐不是以就是字面的意义，就是好像他讲的吃基督的肉喝基督的血。
It's not supposed to understand from the surface of the words.
有一派的基督徒。
A group of Christians.
他们相信，当他们吃这个无酵饼和这个葡萄汁的时候，这个东西会变成耶稣的血和耶稣的肉。
Some of them believe when they take the unleavened bread and the cup.It will become the blood of the flesh of Jesus and the blood of Jesus.
这是有一种的神秘主义的那种的倾向。
It's the mysterious tendency.
但是我们相信圣餐的意义是象征性的。
We believe that the communion is symbolic.
这一饼和这个杯有些人是不是用葡萄酒他们都是用葡萄汁，是只是一种象征性的东西。
The bread and the cup is symbolic.
不是你拿起来注谢了掰开它就变成了真正的基督的血 和基督的肉。
It's not when you give thanks and broke it and it becomes the blood and the flesh of the Lord.
所以基本上这两点我们要很清楚的。
We want to make sure these two points are come across.
然后第二点我们看圣餐是什么。
Now let us look at what communion is all about.
从这个经文里面，我们从四方面来看圣餐的意义。
We will look at the four different aspects of communion.
这是与新约的这个教导是相符的。
This is the teaching is in accordance to the New Testament's teaching.
圣餐是一个富有表达性的行动。
Communion is a way to express symbolic action.
这表达什么呢？
And what does it express?
你给我回到这个哥林多前书11:23-24里面告诉我们。
Let's look at Corinthians 11:23-24 verses.
那边讲到我当日传给你们的。
It says today, I received from the Lord what I have passed on to you.
原是从主所领受的。
Coming from the Lord.
就是主耶稣被卖的那夜拿起饼来。
The Lord Jesus on the night he was betrayed took the bread.
注谢了就掰开说。
When he had given thanks, he broke it and said.
这是我的身体是为你们舍的。
This is my body which is for you.
你们应当如此行为的是纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
这个经文我们常在主这个圣餐主日都念过的。
These verses have been repeated over and over at communion time.
这不是灵光要对着电脑还是对着什么？
对着电脑。
对着电脑。好这第一个是表达什么呢？是表达我们对耶稣的爱。
This is an expression of the love of Jesus.
这个是很简单很直接的一句话。
This is a very straightforward verse.
当我们来守圣餐的时候
When we come together to take communion,
我们是对主说主啊我爱你耶稣
It's an expression to say to the Lord Jesus I love you
因为我记得你为我所做的事情
I remember what you had done for me
当耶稣基督第一次设立这个圣餐的时候
When Jesus first established the communion
是在犹太人的逾越节的晚餐
The first time is the Passover time
同样的在旧约的时代里面
In the Old Testament,
神吩咐犹太人要吃逾越节的晚餐
God commanded them to keep the Passover feast.
乃是纪念神如何把他们从埃及为奴之地被拯救出来
It's to remember that how the Lord delivered them from Egypt, the slavery.
所以同样的当你爱一个人的时候
So when you love someone,
你怎么去表达呢
How do you express your love?
我相信最基本的就是你记得他对你的好处
you remember the goodness of the person.
你知道那个人如何的来曾经帮过你
And you remember how that person had helped you.
所以这是表达我们对主耶稣的爱。
This is one way to express the love of Christ.
然后就是圣餐、是一个提醒我们基督徒、怎么把我、耶稣基督怎么把我们从最终拯救释放出来。
Communion is a reminder for how Jesus delivers us from our sin.
所以刚才也读了那段经文说这是一个纪念的日子。
So this is a remembrance day.
就好像有些日子我们非常容易的记得。
Some of the days is easy for us to remember.
你有没有常常记得一些日子或者容易让你记得的呢？
Do you remember some of the special days?
当然在美国就是这个7月4号，如果你来美国成为公民，你要知道7月4号是什么日子，对吧？
In United States, one of the days will be July the 4th.
如果你不知道 July 4th, 你就、好像不能做公民了。
If you don't know what July 4th represents, it would be hard for you to become a citizen.
就好像我们基督徒如果、不知道 10月25号是什么了。
If we don't know what December 25th is all about.
这十年来我们就知道这个9月11号是什么日子啊。
The past 10 years we know September 11 means.
就是恐怖分子所做的一些杀了许多人的事情。
It's the terrorists that kill so many people.
当然我们男士们还要记得一些日子啦。
Well, guys, we remember other days.
你至少要记得你的太太的生日，对不对？
We have to remember our wife's birthday.
这里有没有人不记得太太生日的？
Which one of you do not remember your wife's birthday?
或者记得呢？你记不记得你的结婚的这个纪念日啊？
Or your anniversary day.
这是神也让我们有一个纪念的日子。
So the Lord gave us a day to remember.
因为圣餐是我们记得我们得救，耶稣付出了很大的代价。
So communion is to remember that Jesus paid a great price for our salvation.
耶稣为我们打破了身体。
Jesus broke his body.
流出了宝血。
And the blood was shed on our behalf.
虽然圣经记载耶稣没有一根骨头被折断。
Even though none of his bone was broken,
但是他的身体很多方面都被打破。
But his body was truly broken for us.
他的背后被这个受这个皮肉的鞭伤。
On his back, there's many stripes.
非常痛苦的。
It's very painful and torturing.
当兵丁把这个荆棘的冠冕戴在他头上的时候
，When they pushed down the thorn crown,
也刺透了他的头。
Penetrate his head.
然后他的胸膛也被这个长枪刺穿了。
When his side was pierced on our behalf.
他的手也被因为钉十字架而刺穿了。
His hand was pierced for us too.
所以当我们领受圣餐的时候
When we take the communion.
我们就是对主耶稣的爱的再一次的纪念。
Once again, we remember the love of Christ.
然后给我们一个机会对主说
Give us a chance to say to the Lord,
谢谢你主啊你愿意为我死。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sacrifice on my behalf.
所以这、第一个、圣餐是什么？就圣餐是一个富有表达性的行动。
So this is the first point that communion is to express love.
然后第二点呢，圣餐是一个有富有解释性的行动。
Second point is,communion has some kind of meaning that we need to explain.
但解释什么事情呢？
Explain what?
如果你会去读《哥林多前书》第11:25-26那边告诉我们。
So if we read 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 25-26, it tells us.
也是我们常常念的，他说饭后也照样拿起杯来说。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and saying,
这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
This cup is the new covenant in my blood.
你们每逢喝的时候要如此行为的是纪念我。
Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
所以每一次，这个主日的第一个就是每个月的第一个主日。
The first week of each month.
我们聚在这里领圣餐都是要传讲一个信息。
When we take communion, we want it to express one message.
就是耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
Jesus died on the cross for us.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
要告诉我们这个事实的意义是和它的果效 是很重要的。
The fact that the meaning of this fact and its result is very important to us.
所以圣餐成为了一个可以看得见的信息啊。
So the communion become a visible message to us.
可以用眼睛去领悟的。
We can see it by our eyes.
神知道如果我们只是用耳朵去领悟这个救恩信息可能是不够的。
So the Lord knows if we only hear the gospel, it's not enough.
因为人是健忘的人啊。
Because we are easily forgetting things.
很容易忽略了啊，很容易的讲哇，这是理所当然的。
We may neglect the importance of the communion and think it that's what it is.
就像我们每个人都有不同的性格一样啊。
Just like we all have a different characteristic.
但是我们都很容易紧张的哈。
We are easily.
就好像我自己我是一个很紧张的人、啊、
I'm a very tense person.
有些人说我是很静的很稳重的事情我告诉你我是一个很紧张的人、啊、
Some people think I'm a very quiet and very stressed.
我一紧张的时候我连我太太也抛在后面不顾了
When I get so tense I forget my wife and she's in back of me、
我以前也讲过一个见证的我这个事情到现在她也不能忘记了
I said this before, so for now, she will never forget this.
就是在塞班岛的时候，我们在那边施工啊。
In Saipan, when we worked there.
有一次啊，打台风啊。
When there's a big typhoon comes.
我们在这个台风很强的时候，那个我们的屋顶就被吹掉了哈。
And it lifted up the roof.
然后我就说啊，跑啊。
I said, let's run.
跑，因为我们旁边就是这么大的教会，跑到教堂里面是最安全的。
Let's run to the church, that's the most safe place.
但是我紧张的时候，我第一件事记得就是要抱着我的电脑来跑啊。
The first thing I took is my computer and I run with it.
因为我的奖章全部在这个电脑里面很我就是要侍奉的这个很重要的东西啊。
All my messages in the computer.
我知道我太太她是活的她可以有脚她可以跑啊。
I know my wife is alive, she can run.
但是她跑去的时候连鞋子没穿也刺破了脚了。
But she didn't put her shoes on and she broke.
所以我们一紧张的时候我们很容易忘记的。
So when we are under a lot of stress, we can easily forget certain things.
我们也忘记了，有时每次来领圣餐，我们就领了就忘记了。
So when we took the communion, sometimes we took it and we forget it.
所以神让我们有看见的这个救恩的信息。
So the Lord gave us a visual salvation message.
就好像我们受这个浸礼的时候，接受这个浸礼洗礼的时候。
When we receive the baptism,
这也是一个象征性的一个看见的一个信息啊。
That's also a visible message.
他用这个象征性的行动去经历耶稣与耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活这个事情。
It's a message to say we identify with the death of Jesus, his resurrection.
但是洗礼只是一次罢了，不重复的。
The baptism only once in life. You don't need to repeat.
但是圣餐却让我们能够重复的来经历到神的这个恩典。
But communion we can repeat many many times to experience His grace.
而且让我们信徒能够彻底的来经历它。
So that we can truly experience His love for us.
因为当我们领圣餐的时候，这牵涉到用我们的五个感官来去体验的。
When we take communion, we use our five senses to receive.
当我们看见这个饼和这个杯的时候
，When we see the bread and the cup,
也象征着主耶稣的身体，还有他为我们流的血。
It symbolizes his flesh and his blood.
当我们用手去触到这个杯和饼的时候
，When we use our hand to touch the bread and the cup,
甚至我们可以用我们的嘴巴舌头去尝到这个饼和杯的味道的时候
when we use our tongues and your mouth to take the bread and the drink the cup,
而是嗅到那个葡萄汁的香味的时候
when we smell the fragrance of the juice,
也听到那个声音因为当我们打 打开这个生餐的这个杯的盘的时候，那个声音啊。
When we hear the voice, when we open the broken up the bread.
拿起那个盘来啊。
We lift up the.
这个生餐的盘来。
Yes.
所以这个基督徒在这个经里面是非常真实的。
So in this, we experience the real.
所以每一次我们来到领圣餐的时候。
Every time we take the communion.
我们不要忽视或者轻看这些的行动。
We shall not take it lightly of all these procedures.
所以啊，我们领圣餐就是要纪念主耶稣。
Whenever we take the communion, it is in remembrance of Jesus.
用我们的感受去领悟这个信息。
Use our senses to receive His love.
就是耶稣受苦为我们钉在十字架的。
Jesus suffered to crucified on our behalf on the cross.
这是当他被钉在十字架的时候，他非常口渴，他们想用这个醋来沾他的嘴唇。
When he was really thirsty on the cross, they gave him the vinegar.
很多人还在下面嘲笑他，辱骂他。
Many people were laughing at him and.
所以我们看到神这样设计了这个圣餐。
So the Lord really goes through this suffering on our behalf.
那要我们信靠他。
He wants us to believe in him.
再次把我们的注意力，我们的焦点移到耶稣基督的身上。
Once again, he wants us to focus on Jesus.
所以圣餐是一个富有解释性的行动啊。
So the communion is an expression of his love.
然后圣餐是什么呢？
What else is the word communion represents?
圣餐是一种期待。
Communion is also an expectation.
如果你回去读这个哥林多前书十一章二十六节。
When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 26.
这里说你们每逢吃这饼喝这饼是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
所以当我们在一起领受这个圣餐的时候，
So when we take the communion together,
乃是我们一起期望有一天会见耶稣的面。
It is our expectation that one day we shall see him face to face.
所以领圣餐是一种庆祝。
So when we take communion, it's a celebration.
庆祝什么呢？
Celebrate what?
庆祝见主那种的盼望的那个时刻。
Celebrate the expectation to see Jesus in faith.
当然，圣餐是让我们向后看到十字架的大爱。
When we turn around, we see the communion is God's great love for us.
但是也是让我们向前看将来基督再来了那个荣耀的盼望。
It's also looking forward for us to expect His coming again.
所以今天我们要用什么态度去领圣餐？
So how should we receive the communion?
是的，
What kind of attitude?
我们带着一个敬畏的心。
Yes, we need to come with reverence.
一个敬畏的态度。
Reverence heart.
但是有一点我们常常忽略的。
And one point we always neglect.
我们是带着一个得胜的态度来领圣餐的。
We have to come with a victorious attitude.
我们是不是带着一个垂头丧气、无精打采的啊？又是到教会，我又是聚会，又是领圣餐呢
？We should not come with a depressed spirit.
有一派的基督徒他们是叫做金钱派的。
There is a reverence type
Christian. 我不是这是批评他们，但是这个。有些观点我们必须要纠正的啊。
I'm not trying to criticize them, but I like to correct some understanding.
因为每次他们来到领圣餐的时候，他们就带着一个哭丧的脸来。
Because they come with a sadness.
耶稣为我死啊，很惨啊，很惨啊。
Die for us is so sad.
但是圣经告诉我们什么呢
？But the Bible teaches.
如果你看这个哥林多前书不是帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十五到十七节啊。
If you look at the First Thessalonians chapter four.
这里讲了一个很给我们很大家很有盼望的一个信息啊。
This gives us great hope.
这里说我们现在照着主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着的要存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡的人之前。
1 Thessalonians 4:15 According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who has fallen asleep.
然后他说，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那些在基督耶稣里死的人必先复活。
For the Lord he himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the angel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
然后以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到与你在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远的同在。
After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so that we will be with the Lord forever.
这个关键点就是我们会一同被提到。
The key point is we will all be ascended. We will meet up with him in the air.
今天我们看到这个世界的光景。
Today we see the world's circumstance.
你说乱不乱呢？这个世界？
You say it's kind of confusion.
你说动荡不动荡吗？
Is it kind of lack of security?
你看政府也关门了。
You see the government is shut down.
我们有些大公司在裁员啊。
A big company is laying people off.
我们看到常常有精神有问题的人在那边杀人。
We see a lot of mentally sick people killing multitudes of people.
我们看见这些罪恶这些暴力在横行啊。
We see the sin is rampant.
道德败坏的也在那边横行啊。
The moral standard keep going down.
每天都在那边为这个同性恋合法化这些事情啊在打广告啊。
Every day it is broadcasting this, I don't know how to say that, gay rights and...
但我们来到主的座前的时候，
When we come before the Lord Jesus,
我们还可以在这个乱世的当中
we can in this chaos,
有一份的喜乐
we have peace and joy,
有一份的平安
we have peace,
因为有一天主耶稣要带我们到他的那里面
because one day Jesus shall bring us to where he is.
那是一个美好的地方。
That is a beautiful place.
有位学者他写了 一本书，他写了这样的一句话。
A scholar written a book and says,
他说人的记忆是从最耐久的东西被建立起来的。
Men's remembrance is from the thing that lasts forever.
所以人要透过这个记忆有所期待。
Because we base on our remembrance, we have certain expectations.
但是当耶稣设立这个晚餐的时候
When Jesus established the communion,
他却是用了最容易朽坏的东西来设立
But he uses the very simple thing that easily corrupted.
就好像这个无酵饼好像个面包很快就会发霉发干掉的
The unleavened bread easily become molded.
这个葡萄汁放下了就会变酸很快的
The grape juice easily becomeSour.
这代表了什么呢？
What does that represent?
因为主要我们记得不是这些短暂的物质东西，而是真正的盼望是在我们主耶稣基督。
The Lord does not want us to remember those temporary items, but the thing that to remember is Jesus himself.
这个记忆是要靠我们对主的爱有多真，而能继续的去期待下去。
This remembrance of his love is the power that gives us the hope.
所以领圣餐是一种的期待。
So taking communion is a hope and expectation.
有一点不能出来了。
It's not in there.
不要紧我。我们还有第四点，可能他打的不对的。
The fourth point.
第四点是领受圣餐是一种自我的查验或者审查。
The first point is when we take communion, we have to examine ourselves.
在哥林多前书第十一章27-29节那边告诉我们。
First Corinthians verse 11, chapter 11, verse 27 and 28 told us.
那边告诉我们，所以无论何人不按你吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身和主的血了。
Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord.
所以人应当自己去审查，然后吃这饼喝这杯。
So a man ought to examine himself before he eats the bread and drinks the cup.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体。就是吃喝自己的罪。
For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself.
这里是告诉我们使徒保罗对哥林多信徒的一个责备。
This is the rebuke of Paul to Corinthian churches.
为什么呢？
Why?
原来当时哥林多教会在领圣餐的之前，有包括了聚餐，然后才领圣餐。
So, when the Corinthian church, they would have feast first before the communion.
问题是什么？他们吃的时候只顾着自己而吃。
Some of them only eat without thinking of anybody else.
他们不顾其他人需要。
They pay no attention to others' need.
他们只顾吃，甚至喝醉了。
Some of them just keep eating, and some got drunk.
而且当时教会有很多分歧、分门接党的事情。
And at that time, the church has a many kind of dissension.
所以在吃圣餐的时候都没有审查自己的问题，而却去论断别人。
They did not examine themselves, but they judged others.
所以这里所谓的不按你吃主的杯或者吃主的饼和主的杯是什么意思呢？
Unworthy manner to take the cup and the bread.What does that mean?
是不是说如果我们过去一个星期或者过去一个月我们犯罪了，我们来到这里就不可以领这个饼和杯了？
Does that mean when we sinned last week we cannot take the communion?
有些人有这样的观念。
Some people have this concept.
如果这样的，我们没有个人可以领受这个饼和杯了。
If that's the case, none of us can qualify to take the communion.
没有人敢说我过去一个月没有犯罪了。
Nobody can say last month I didn't commit any sin.
我是说在神的标准那个标准来看。
I'm using God's standard.
或者你觉得这不是什么的过犯吗？
Maybe we may not think that's a big deal.
但是这个意思不是在这里啊。
But that is not the meaning.
重点是如果我们不审查自己的时候。
The key point of emphasis is when we do not examine ourselves.
就是我们觉得我们不需要基督的死，不需要他罪的赦免了。
It reflects that we don't need God's death and the forgiveness of sin.
但是当我们自己审查的时候。
When we examine ourselves,
我们都知道我们都是罪人。
Then we realize that we are all sinners.
我们不只是注意别人的不是，我们只是知道我们这是一个罪人，我们需要主的宝血。
We don't look at others the wrong, but we have to focus on ourselves, not worthy.
所以刚才说，人吃喝的时候若不分辨主的身体，就是吃了自己的罪了。
Whenever we eat and drink, if we don't recognize this is the body of Christ, we eat and drink judgment on ourselves.
意思是说我们不清楚，领悟主身体为我们牺牲救了我们，我们就不配领这个圣餐了。
That means if we don't understand it's God's sacrifice to save us, then we are not worthy to take the communion.
也或者说我们不承认基督为我们死。
Then we have denied he died for us.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
如果我们不承认基督的身体，
If we do not recognize that it's the body of Christ,
也不承认我们一起吃或者领圣餐是因为耶稣那里与他同归矣。
If we don't confess that communion is Jesus' way to die for us, to give us the forgiveness.
所以到底谁能够有资格领圣餐呢？
So who can take communion?
当年哥林多的信徒们可能彼此都论断了，你不可以，我可以，什么？
Some Corinthian church member may say, "You can, I can."
所以其实按照圣经的意义，我们就知道啊，谁有资格领受圣餐。
According to the Bible, who has the right to take communion?
从使徒行传那边一直到初期的教会，那些凡相信耶稣基督的，都可以一起来摆饼，分享主的杯和主的饼。
From the early church, those who believe in Jesus, they can partake the communion.
但是有一点，当时的信徒啊。有跟我们不一样的，因为大多数他们是信了主立刻就受洗的。
There's one thing that may be different than those days when they receive the Lord, they baptize right away.
不像今天人的信心有很多的这个的杂念啊，想东想西啊，不知道这个想得通来才信心啊，才接受受洗礼。
Not like today, some of us keep on thinking this way that way until we.
当然也有一个好处，就是能够用时间考验我们的信心，让我们深入了解认识我们主。但是我要趁机会呢，让那些还没有受洗的弟兄姊妹啊，你不要等得太久啊！如果你真的接受了耶稣基督，那你就要愿意接受这个洗礼啊。
I want to encourage those who have received Jesus Christ, but we would like you to.
当然如果说你已经相信了 也已经接受了洗礼了，那我们就能够一起来领受这个圣餐。
So when you receive Jesus Christ into your heart and baptize, you can take the communion with us.
这个是一个信心的见证。
That's a testimony of our faith.
那有些人也问，为什么我们不每个礼拜领圣餐呢？
Why some of us may ask, why are we not taking communion every Sunday?
啊，当时呢，他们是七日的第一日啊，就是聚在那边摆饼喝这个杯啊。
In the old days, the first day of the first week of each week.
啊，就是礼拜天了啊。
And that is Sunday.
但是他们领圣餐是延续到午夜半夜的。
They take the communion all the way till the midnight time.
如果我们就跟随当时的我们的领圣餐，从晚上一直领到过夜的话，那没有人来领圣餐啊。
We do the same part, nobody comes.
但是主要的问题不是如何去进行这个圣餐，乃是我们忽略了它的重要性，不要把它变成一个机械性的事情啊。
So the key point is not how we take it, but it's why we take it.
所以我们相信神给我们一个月领一次，让我们能够重新得力，不要成为一个机械性的一个事情。
So we believe that we take it once a month to, as a way to remember His love for us, not mechanically.
而第五点呢，就是领受圣餐乃是叫我们的心为主再次的献上。
The fifth point I want to talk about isWe taking communion is to offer up our hearts to the Lord.
很多时候我们领圣餐领了就这样过去了。
Sometimes we take it lightly.
但是我们知道这神要我们再次把我们心献上。
But we know the Lord wants us to once again offer our hearts to Him.
很多时候我们就是立场领圣餐到一个地步，就忘记圣餐的意义是主耶稣基督。
Sometimes we take it as a routine and we forgot the meaning of communion.
再讲一个故事让大家知道。
Let me tell you another story.
有一个教会，他们每次敬拜的时候，他们都有一些的礼仪。
A church, and when they come together and worship, they have certain
这是礼仪或者形式啊。
Certain ways of doing.
有时候我们变得就是参加这个礼仪形式，就是糊里糊涂的参加了。
Sometimes we just do it without knowing why.
那这个教会的礼拜天呢，他们来做礼拜都是好像我们来敬拜来唱诗啊。
Just like us, we come and sing and to worship.
当会众在那边要开始唱三一颂的时候
，When the people ready to sing the Gloria.
三一颂可能我没有唱了，但是他们有些教会唱这个三一颂。
The Trinity.
Doxology. 对。所以他们就会先站起来，然后再转身一点向着一部大墙来唱啊。
They will stand up and turn the face to the wall.
就好像我们向着这个来唱啊，这样啊。
Just like we look at the screen.
然后才开始唱这个三一颂，每个礼拜都是一样，没有改变的。
Every Sunday they did the same.
但是那个是一个白色的大墙，没有字的，不像这样。
That's a blank white.
那有一位新人新人来基督徒就觉得很奇怪，就问为什么你们每次这么做呢
？So the newcomer asked, "Why are you doing that?"
很多人问了都不懂，为什么他们一站起来就这样折身一转到那个大墙去了
？So they don't know why they even stand up and turn the face that wall.
最后有一个老弟兄，他告诉他一个原因是这样子的。
And then an old brother said, the reason is,
就是因为当时啊，以前很久啊，他们没有这个诗歌本啊，三一颂诗歌都用这个气写在这个墙上的。
So in those days they don't have hymn notes, they just wrote on the wall.
所以他们一直都这样啊，越要唱诗就转向那个墙了。
So by habit they turn their ways to the wall.
但是慢慢的，他们有了诗歌本，那个墙的这个气也单了，也后来又再刷墙就没有了，就是白墙了你。
So after a long time the hymn notes were painted over.
所以说有的时候我们一直做个事情我们不明白但是还是照做走。
Sometimes we do things just your way without knowing why.
但是我们感谢主圣餐让我们再次查验我们自己。
Well, but we thank the Lord once again the communion give us the opportunity to examine ourselves.
让我们对主的认识是否已经模糊了。
Let us examine if our understanding for his love for us is kind of vague.
更是让我们重新得力重燃爱火重拾信心
But it is the purpose of the Lord for us to be transformed to be strengthened once again
就好像我们刚才我们说虽然我们活在这个动荡不安的这个局势里面
Though we live in a chaotic world
充满挑战
Full of challenges
但是爱我们的主他不会离去我们也不会袖手旁观
But the Lord Jesus will not leave us aloneWill not leave us stranded.
因为圣经告诉我们在我们软弱的时候基督就按着锁定的日期为罪人死而且为义人死是少有为人死是或者赶走的唯有基督在我们做罪人的时候为我们死他的爱就向我们显明了感谢赞美主
Well, the Lord has demonstrated his love in this way while we were sinners Christ died for us Praise the Lord
我们来祷告
Let us pray
主我们谢谢你为我们死在十字架上
Lord, we thank you for dying on the cross for us.
对世人来说这是一件可耻的事情
For the people that do not know you thinking it's a shameful thing.
但却彰显你的大爱
But it is the demonstration for your great love to us.
更重要你已经得胜死亡和罪了
More important that you already overcome death and sin.
为我们复活
and you resurrected and you rose again,
而且赐给我们有永恒的生命
and gave us eternal life.
所以求主让我们再次来到你面前的时候
So Lord, when we once again come before you,
求你鉴察我们的心
Please examine our heart.
当我们领受这个饼和杯的时候
When we take the bread and the cup,
我们承认我们是有罪的
We confess that we have sinned against.
我们是软弱的。
We are weak.
求主用你的宝血再次洁净我们。
May you use your blood, the blood of our Lord Jesus, cleanse again.
求主赦免我们的罪。
Forgive our sins.
好像我们在一起领受这个饼和杯的时候。
When we take the bread and the cup.
我们可以重新得力。
That we may regain the strength from you.
谢谢主你的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to my prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.